Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And I'm here tonight with Brian. I don't know what that was.
All right. I messed it up that one.
Oh, yeah, okay. But how are you, Brian?
I'm ready to go home.
Yeah? Well, tonight's fun. I mean, we have Jeff Belanger of GhostVillage.com and Vince Wilson of Ghost Tech, the author of Ghost Tech and Ghost Science, joining us tonight. So, people, you'll get to hear them, and, you know, that'll be fun.
That should be.
They are the, with myself, the, we are the founding partners of Ghost World LLC, which is producing Ghost World Conference in Gettysburg next week. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Okay.
I was excited.
You were? You're not now?
Nope.
Oh, you're still bummed about the canceled pub crawl?
Hell yeah.
Aw. Well, you know, we'll make it up to you.
Oh, no, I'm going to do my own pub crawl.
Okay. There you go.
Basically, I'm going to yell out right in the middle of the convention center, pub crawl, follow me. Whoever comes, comes.
Nice. I should bring my friend Diane out. I mean, she's been hanging out at this bar in her town for the past couple months now. I mean, I've heard of... She's gotten to try so many drinks I've never heard of because the bartenders keep making up these drinks and she's the guinea pig, so they keep testing them on her. There's this one that she says now it's her favorite. It's a broken down golf cart. Don't even ask me to remember what the hell is in it. And then there's some Irish bomb or something where they
Irish car bomb.
Yeah, an Irish car bomb. So they do those and ooh, and it sounds nasty. It's like a shot of Bailey's that they dunk into a thing of Guinness, and you have to drink all that down. I'm like, that's disgusting.
All I can think of is a four-letter word for her.
What?
Rhymes with easy. Or wheezy, I should say. Easy.
No.
Oh, a couple of those Irish car bombs, and oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, a couple of Irish car bombs, and whoa, you know. That 40-year-old virgin. Oh, great, shellfish. Did you have margarita tonight? Yeah, I did. She, like, throws up all over the poor guy. But anyway, yeah, so I've been to this place. I went last month and got to see where my friend hangs out and meet the bartender, a couple of the bartenders and stuff. And it's a tiny little bar, you know, a little hole in the wall. But it's nice. I mean, it's a nice location. And, you know, the drinks they were making me were nothing to write home about. I'm like, I ordered a rum and coke, and it was a coke and coke, you know, maybe a dash of rum.
Splash of rum.
Splash, yeah. I was like, hey, dudes, you're going to have to do better than this. You know, I had three of them. I was stone cold sober. I'm like, there's no rum in this. Hello, you know.
Or they water down their rum.
Yeah, something. But, yeah, I guess they save it all for my friend. Do all these drinks they give her to do. Anyway, let's move along to meeting announcements. We have July 17th, the Northwest Division, taking place in Hackettstown. That's headed up by team leader Dina Tirico in the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street. Then July 26th, the Northeast Division, headed up by Laura Lindemann in the Pagoda Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Pagoda. And then we have Hazlitt Library, that's the Central Jersey Division, on August 1st, headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. There's no meeting in July. Obviously, there was no meeting, because the first Wednesday of the month, which is when the Central Jersey meeting takes place, was on 4th of July. Okay, I think we've covered that enough. I'm so sick of repeating that. Anyway, all meetings start at 7 and end promptly at 8:30 p.m. and are free open to the public to attend. How was that?
Can you repeat that?
No. Don't forget, there's one more presentation I'm doing on July 28th at the Old Bridge Library at 1:30 in the afternoon. This is The Mysteries of the Paranormal. It's a slideshow that covers ghosts, crop circles, Bigfoot, and other supernatural weirdness. If you'd like your library to carry this presentation, you can get all the details on the njghs.net site and direct your librarian to that. I'll still be available in August if they want the presentations. And, of course, I'm already booking up for the ghost presentations in October. So if you're a civic organization, your club, you want that ghost presentation in October, make sure you book it now. You can always give me a call on the eVoice number. It's area code 908-325-0140. It is on the Who's Who page in my bio. So you can always call the eVoice, or you can email me, laurah@njghs.net. So that's that. And I'm just psyched. So I'm going to shut up so we can do a commercial and get right into the time that we spent with Jeff and Vince.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
This is Troy Taylor, founder of the American Ghost Society, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hi, I'm Laura, host of the Deadline, and tonight we have a special little segment here. I have Vince Wilson, author of Ghost Tech, and Jeff Belanger, author of Too Many Books to Mention and mayor of ghostvillage.com. And both these gentlemen and I have formed Ghost World LLC, and we are producing the largest paranormal ghost conference to date out in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, July 20th to 22nd. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey, Laura. Hey, Vince.
And Brian's here, of course.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Brian. Just waiting for the grand introduction.
Yes.
Brian, you should have theme music.
That's right.
He has this Hail to the King thing that always plays on the credits. So.
Oh, good.
Yep.
So this is exciting. 1 week from today, we are going to be out there ghost hunting, presenting, and seeing all these people that have been registering all along, and they have, like, what, 2 days left to register?
Oh, I've been sleeping for, like, 3 weeks.
Yes, 2 days left. July 15th, the last day to get your tickets. After that, you're going to have to stand outside and look in.
Because Laura just said a week from today.
One week
from today. That's right. So you better watch out. You better get your tickets right away. And because
I know.
I had no idea it was that close. Wow.
Yeah, it's like time's been flying, you know, but I know all three of us have had our noses to the grindstone, so we don't get much time to look up and see what's going on, but I think it's going to be that much more when we get there, just like mind-blowing when we see how many. I mean, it's one thing to look at an Excel sheet and see all these people registered, but to actually see the bodies, it's going to be, wow.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it, and it's cool, too, because there's lots of colleagues that, you know, you exchange email with over the years and maybe even a few phone calls, but you've never met in person. And I can tell you there's dozens that I'm going to be meeting in person for the first time at this, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it's one thing, though, you know, I'm sure a lot of people who are going have already been to Gettysburg before, but this is a unique opportunity to go to Gettysburg and meet, you know, colleagues, ghost hunters, and historical, you know, people, you know, historical nuts, essentially. You know, really, really into Gettysburg, really into ghost hunting, you know, and Gettysburg will be crawling with these kind of people on the weekend of our conference. I mean, it's just going to be a fantastic opportunity to meet people with the same interests as you.
Exactly.
And we really think this is also a unique opportunity to advance, you know, ghost hunting for the 21st century. You know, something that's really not been done in the past couple of years, unfortunately.
Yeah, definitely not to this degree, you know, and I think I'm really happy with the way the Paranormal Awards have come together and the fact that, you know, I think that we're on to something there where that's going to be a real standard for people to achieve and every year have those, you know, have the ceremony. What?
Well, what's great about the Paranormal Awards is that this is one of the few, I mean, I've seen other people attempt this in the past, mm-hmm. and you sit there and you say, well, you know, who decided on the short list of who you get to vote on? And often it's just a few people that organize the conference. We put the word out. We said to the paranormal community, nominate. It's up to you. Nominated
right.
by you, voted by you, the winner. We had nothing to do with it other than we were the repository for the nominations. And I'm sure, like you said, each year that we do this, this will get bigger and more credible, you know, as the word gets out that, hey, it's nomination time again. And it's important because we should recognize, you know, the hard work that people are doing. And,
exactly.
and the strides people are making in this field. There's lots of great work being done, but as we've all, you know, complained in the past, a lot of it gets done in silos. It gets done by individuals in their basements, and, you know, sadly, sometimes these groups dissolve,
mm-hmm.
and all that great research just sits in a box at best.
or gets thrown out when groups dissolve. And that's another thing, of course, we want to fix at this conference with our symposium.
Yeah, that should be really good. I think bringing the different people in from different scientific areas of study and trying to take what they do for documentation and emulate that over to what we're going to be doing, that'll be very helpful.
Yeah, I think there's going to be quite a few surprise announcements at a symposium, too. You know, at least one. Vince, are you coming out? Sorry. Jeff! Oh, man. Oh, geez. You can edit that out, right?
Too late.
Okay. Oh, well. Sorry, Vince.
Sorry.
There'll be other surprises, though.
Yeah, there'll be other ones, definitely.
I may come out. No promises, though.
Brian is upset that he's not winning a paranormal award, you know, that the NJGHS and the deadline had to be removed from any nominations because, you know, I'm a partner in this, and we all agreed, which I think is fair, that it wouldn't look right. So
that's
you know.
Right. No, well, I think we all agree that the main purpose of the paranormal awards was to encourage jealousy and envy in the community. That's right. And I think the winner should also get their own TV show.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
That's right. Which is pretty easy. I've decided recently that from now on I'm going to introduce myself as one of the, you know, I'm a unique ghost investigator because I'm probably the only one who isn't filming a pilot.
Yeah, right?
It makes me different, and I like to stand out.
Maybe someday there'll be like a paranormal Jerry Springer level of show, you know, like, no, my ghost slept with your ghost, no.
That's right. Who's your ghost baby daddy and all that?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, you never know. If we keep on the track we're going, it'll deserve at least that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Transvestite ghosts.
And it's funny, too, because, you know, we've talked, and I know I've heard a lot of groups talk about this, you know, podcasts and radio shows of devoted whole episodes to, you know, how catty all the groups are getting, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It seems
to
be getting worse as more people get TV deals and things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, I think everybody has to ask themselves, why did you get into this field to begin with? You know, probably because you really love the research, you love the work, you're intrigued by the possibilities. Mm-hmm. And I think what one of the messages that we're really going to try to drive home during this conference is, let's get back to that. Forget about TV and all that other stuff. Let's get back to why we got involved with this in the first place. Let's do the research. Let's do something that leaves some kind of legacy. And let's recognize the hard work that our colleagues are doing. That's the point.
Well, Brian has just admitted to me that he got into this for the women.
So. Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
yeah, they're vulnerable, right?
Brian, no offense, but have you seen some of the women?
Laura, of course, being one of the exceptions.
Yeah,
oh, thank you so much. Nice save.
But no, I mean, yeah, that Vince makes a good point. But also, Vince.
There are like half our listening audience now.
Have you seen some of the men?
Have you seen some of the men? That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So clearly no one's getting involved in this for the dating aspect. You're obviously,
except for Brian.
Except for Brian. Who, you know what, Brian, they say about if you're looking to date in the ghost hunting community, the odds are good, but the goods are odd.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you notice the surprise lacking of ghost hunters' dating sites.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
More trouble than it's worth, I think.
Yeah, I don't have the time.
You know, and that's what I noticed way back when about how, like, a lot of the couples, the husband and wife teams in the ghost hunting field seem to get a lot, I guess, I don't know, it seemed like the media treated them more with, like, respect and as if they were really onto something. I noticed a severe difference when I was Sans' husband. Man, it was just like, oh, wow, you have no credibility and all that. But if I had the arm ornament standing there, oh, life was great, you know. But who knows?
Yeah, it's funny, but, you know, when you're dealing with media perceptions and things like that, the media is looking for a story. They're not looking for anything other than what they have in, you know, their own preconceived notion. And again, it comes down to the work and the research.
And they want to
which
bite.
Is good.
That's right.
Yeah, bite-sized morsels, no depth, no substance. No.
That's right, yeah. Just you know.
Well, that explains my husband. Ex-husband.
Ouch.
Whoa.
No wonder it worked.
But, you know, one of the things, I was listening to this
conservative talk radio tonight who made a good point that I think completely relates to what we're talking about. He was talking
Jeff is
about
a right-wing nut, by the way, in case anybody didn't know.
Yes. right. and I thought he had a great point about the nature of television. Television can show you pictures. Absolutely, it's important. Television can show you what has already happened.
Hmm.
But talk radio, but podcasts, but conferences can talk about what we're going to do about it and where we're going. It's interactive. It's a conversation. TV is never a conversation. Even a talk show isn't really a conversation on television. It's still, you know, pictures and about, you know, quick cuts of the camera and things like that. But when you can talk it out on shows like this and in person and in large groups, you can do something about it. And that's the huge difference. And that's what I think we need more of.
Mm-hmm.
That creates change. More than anything else, you know, the micro sound bites you hear in the, you know, your local news or even on, you know, late night standard television. You're absolutely correct. There's nothing that can, you know, causes more change than getting together and talking. You actually, you know, really bring something and do something for once. It's one thing to sit around and talk about, oh God, you know, those ghost hunters out in that, you know, the Midwest or California are really screwing things up now. And it's another thing to go out there and do something and create, you know, and to band together and create like a level of standards that just didn't exist here before.
That's what we're working on, and we're going to
exactly.
And I think what's great is that, you know, we're building something here that is going to be bigger than all of us. You know, we're
bigger
already.
Self.
In fact, that's right. In fact, we're going to be, Vince is 6'20" for all you listeners out there who haven't seen him. but that's the, you know, but one of the objectives that, of course,
I know, it's like if you're sitting, you know, you're out in the sun or in the parking lot and getting stuff out of your car and you're starting to get too hot. It's like, Vince, just stand right there. Don't move.
Right.
You have this instant shadow.
That's right.
I'll be wearing a Steve Puff Marshmallow Man costume attacking Gettysburg.
Oh, that would be fun.
Do you think you could rent one?
I think you'd have to make one. I don't think it's a standard costume material.
Well, you get on that.
Try MorrisCostumes.com. They're like the largest costume and sci-fi and special effects supplier in the
I can always
East.
Put a sailor cap on a Mr. Tire costume, maybe.
Well, you know,
yeah, the Michelin Man.
I'd be curious to call that company and say, has anyone ever called you asking for a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man costume? That would be an interesting number to know. But, what I was saying before is that one of the announcements we're going to make next week is where the 2008 conference will be. And that's pretty exciting. We're already working on it. It's that important that, you know, it deserves a year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're looking ahead. We're already looking at 2008, and I'm sure within another few weeks we're going to start tossing around ideas for 2009. We're going to ask for ideas for 2009 and just keep this thing going.
Yeah, 2008 conference is going to be a... Oh, sorry, I lost connection there for a second.
That's right.
Well, that was a good thing, because we don't want to let the cat out of the bag just yet.
Not quite just yet.
But
Brian,
yeah.
Good news. There will be, the pubs will be open in Gettysburg. They promised us to stay open at least an extra 10 minutes.
Just for Brian?
Just for Brian.
All right.
And if not, I heard a rumor, and this is completely unconfirmed, that one of the Ghost World partners, one of the female partners I even heard, will be smuggling in copious amounts of substances for after the conference.
Yes, yes. I am going to put little invitations in each presenter's goodie bag and for all the staff members, so they are welcome to come up to the suite. And that's it. It's just the shoes come off, the drinks come out, and we toast ourselves. Well, this is after we've written all the checks to everybody.
That's right. Leave
then we can get sloppy drunk. Oh, and Brian wants ice cream, so I'll have room service bring up, like, you know, at the New Jersey Ghost Conference in, what was that, 2005, when we had it at the Hamilton Park in Florham Park. On the way back from one of the conference room, we were going back to, like, my room that I was staying in, and I had my then-husband Steve, and I had Brian and Laura with me, and we were going through this one alleyway, or it's a huge, like, I don't know what you call it, but a breezeway. And they had left out their good humor thing, because when they do meetings there on the afternoon breaks, everybody goes out and helps themselves to ice cream out of the good humor, you know, ice cream bin thing.
Right.
And we look at it, and I'm like, and it wasn't locked or anything, and Brian's like, oh my God, ice cream. So he reaches in, he's scoffing up all these good humor bars, and we're grabbing ice cream sandwiches. We all had our hands full. We go back to my room, I'm like, I don't have a freezer here, so we're sitting there trying to eat this stuff before it melts.
By the way, at Anthony Events on Sunday, Laura will be doing a stand-up routine on her ex-husbands.
Oh, please. I'd be like the next Roseanne Barr with that.
I have an announcement to make about Friday night, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, it's, you know, it's a shame that, you know, for those who don't know already, it's a shame that we did have to cancel the, you know, bus tours on Friday night. It was due to a very uncooperative, you know, bus tour company in Gettysburg. Not going to say any names, but it's a shame. But we did replace it with something I think is even better, and that is the ghost tours that evening of the Daniel Lady Farm. For those who are not familiar with the farm, it's supposed to be very haunted, and ghost investigations have been done before. And it's got one of the coolest things from ghost folklore that I've ever heard is actually, these things actually do exist. Bloodstains that, no matter how much you wash them, do not disappear. The wounds of Henry Kidd Douglas, the boy mayor, Joseph Latimer, Colonel Higginbottom, that's an actual name, Captain William D. Brown, and General John Jones were treated here. His blood bones, that of General John Jones, his bloodstains still stain the floor and will not wash away.
Wow.
That is really cool.
Here's the other great part about this, the investigations on Friday night. As some people hopefully know by now, the Gettysburg Battlefield Preservation Association is our official charity, and this is their property that they're allowing us to go on, and half of the proceeds from the ticket sales will go to benefit that organization. So we're hoping between that and the auction and everything else we're doing that we can cut them a very big check.
Yeah, I think it should be good.
And for reasons we can't explain, the other half of the proceeds will be going to Laura's ex-husbands.
That's right. Complicated.
Yeah. It should be going to the Support Laura Fund, not...
Right.
Well, I'll start a charity for that.
That's good.
But yeah, I'm looking
forward to
this.
It's going to be great for everybody. And also, you know, we're going to have the X-Zone radio show broadcasting live Thursday night and Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So while people are ghost hunting, others can be chatting with host Rob McConnell. We have all kinds of media that's coming. I know, you know, Laura, you'll be there doing your show and Brian. And we've got...
I don't think we're not going to have time to do the deadline at that's why actually we've been a while ago we started recording in advance because we knew as it got close to the conference we'd be too busy. But I think what I'll probably do is I'll have my my digital recorder and I can grab some promos from different people that I haven't met before for the show.
Sure.
and maybe just get some on the fly interviews that we can incorporate because we're going to have a really good like post conference show when we get back and like a debriefing, and that'll be good to filter in some of the stuff from the conference then.
And you won't be interviewing my fly.
What?
Never mind. Go ahead, Jeff. Are you going to say something?
No, but there's going to be lots of great paranormal media there. Some, you know, some of the magazines, some of the websites, podcasts, radio shows. Everybody's coming together on this, and I think it's excellent. It's going to, you know, we want a lot of coverage because everybody's going to be doing some great work. But also, it's an opportunity for people again who have never met before to get connected. People who might have only exchanged emails and talk to the media and let's get a, you know, let's get a sense of where we're going. You know, I know I've heard in Vince's lectures over the past year or so. I've heard him make the point, and he's right. You know that the field of paranormal research is kind of stalled, and it's time to jumpstart it. And I think this is just the event to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know the problem is, you know, I'm sure some people out there, in fact, a lot of people out there listening to Laura's podcast and Brian. you know, probably been to ghost conferences already, and I can almost guarantee that, you know, depending on which ones you've gone to, they probably have been, I hate to say, substandard to some degree. You know, no substance. You know, just you're there, you listen to some lectures, they sign some books, and then you go home. Whereas, you know, some of them can even be fun, and there are some fun conferences out there. However, like I said, you know, a lot of people are trying to start these conferences due to the current ghost hunting fad out there, due to the cable shows on TV and a few books have been written recently. But unfortunately, a lot of them have been failing this year because they, you know, these people, unfortunately, do not know what they're doing. And they're not bringing any real substance, and they're not really advancing the field. And people notice that. They pick up on it, even on a subconscious level, you know, that, you know, they might not be getting their money's worth. And that's one thing we really want to stress, is that, yes, you will be getting your money's worth with this conference. And, you know, I mean, that's what the money is going toward, is trying to give you as much substance as we possibly can. And this is, you know, this is a event that has been talked about amongst many of the ghost hunters in the field. Me, Jeff, Laura, of course.
Brian.
You know, we've had discussions with Mark Nesbitt, Troy Taylor.
Yeah.
Even ghost hunters who aren't coming to the conference have, you know, we've talked to about what we can add to it. Lloyd Auerbach,
mm-hmm.
For example, is, you know, we've been in communication with him recently. And, of course, there's, you know, John Zaffis and other ghost hunters and people who do paranormal research, you know, have contributed their ideas to what we can put into this conference. The symposium on Sunday is, you know, is the, I guess you could say, the pinnacle of the conference to some degree, in that it's, you know, it's our main, it focuses our main goals, and that's the advancement of paranormal research, the, you know, the furthering of ghost hunting into the, for the 21st century. It's time to take it to the next level. You know, like Jeff said, what I constantly say on my lectures is not, is that, you know, you just can't read our books, which we love you to do and buy. Please keep buying them.
please. But,
available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
You know, we hope the books inspire. We don't want you to read our books and say, this is it, now I know everything. That's not the intention, please, and most of us write that in there. You know, please, we hope the books inspire you to come up with your own ideas, and you'll have the opportunity to share those ideas with everybody. Everybody, mm-hmm. you know, who's anybody in ghost hunting, including publishers, the media, and other ghost, you know, well-known, famous ghost hunters in the paranormal community at this conference. If you have an idea that you want to share with people that you think will help contribute to research for the next 100 years, this is the place to do it at.
Exactly.
And,
well,
and
you know,
speaking
this is
of
great.
Publishers, I'm sorry if I could just interject real quick. You know, you mentioned publishers. We have three publishing companies that will be there. You know, that have representatives in acquisitions. So you aspiring authors out there, three companies: New Page Books, Whitechapel Press, and Schiffer Publishing all have booths at our conference, and they will have people from acquisitions there. Meaning, if you've got a book idea, you will want to talk to these three people. Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I have to wrap it up here, and we have to move along, but thank you so much, guys, for Vince Wilson and Jeff Belanger for joining us this evening.
We had to. You didn't give us any choice. You said we had to, you'd kill us. I mean, no, thanks. It was great being
on. Yeah, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
Oh, right. Can't wait for next week. It's going to be great.
Yes, I know. I am so psyched. And what worked out even better is the week after that at my work is the National Sales Conference. So they will all be out in the Easy Bake Oven known as Phoenix, Arizona. And I will be able to come home from our conference and just work from home and decompress. So that'll be wonderful.
Nice.
Woohoo!
Yep. All right. Thank you so much for being with us on The Deadline. Have a good night.
Thank you.
The Ghost World Conference is coming to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, July 20 to 22, 2007. Don't miss the opportunity to take part in the paranormal event of the year. There will be workshops, a trade show, renowned ghost experts and authors, a paranormal awards ceremony honoring the achievements of ghost researchers, and an open symposium. Visit ghostworldconference.com for more information. That's ghostworldconference.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Skirman.
And I'm Mark Moran.
We travel on the roads more weird with our show Weird US.
And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, it's time for Haunted Trivia. Last week's question, what do the locals call the community center in Jerome, Arizona? The answer, Spook Hall. Okay. I don't know if we had any winners for that, but we'll see. This week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of a little challenging. Okay? The St. James Hotel, located in Cimarron, New Mexico, houses a couple of ghosts. One is that of a belligerent male spirit who is kept locked in room 18. And the hotel management do not rent this room out because of this caustic, swirling, negative energy that occupies this room. I'm sure most men could relate to this as a mother-in-law, you know. Anyway, however, in room 17, the gentle ghostly spirit of Mary Lambert is felt. She was the wife of the original owner. She died in this room while still very young. Sometimes her fragrant perfume is smelled in this room. There is a friendly third spirit who likes to torment the newly hired employees by relighting candles, moving objects in the kitchen in front of them, and bursting glasses. He typically hangs out in the kitchen and the dining room. What is the name given to this spirit by the hotel staff? Okay, the St. James Hotel, located in Cimarron, New Mexico. What is the name of the other spirit who likes to hang out in the kitchen and dining room and really pick on the new hired employees? Okay, be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you will win a Junior Ghost Hunters t-shirt. Which is perfect for the little kid in your life, you know. Cute shirt, says Boo, you know. It's got Inspector Gusteau on the front, 100% cotton, black, so it's cool, you know. It's not some cheesy white t-shirt, it's black, man, it's cool. Anyway, so I got to remind people, we have a few spots left for the presenter dinner. I know this is it, countdown, July 15th. That is your last shot to register for anything online for Ghost World. So, make sure you do that, because then that's it. Like Jeff was saying when we were talking, you'll be on the outside looking in, babe. That's it for you. Toast. And we're psyched. I can't believe it's a week away.
Next week.
God, I'm freaking out. It's been so much work, and it's gonna be a working weekend beyond recognition, but, you know, it's something like I've been living for. I just can't wait. I can't wait. And I'm excited, too, like Jeff was saying, not only to meet people that you've emailed with in the field of study, but there have been so many nice people just over the course of planning this conference, people who have emailed me with questions like, well, I registered for this. Can I get that? And I emailed back, and they are the nicest people. First of all, they'll write back, wow, you wrote back to me so quickly. And I always say, hey, I can't wait to meet you at the conference. And I genuinely mean that. I mean, I just don't want it to be like, oh, well, I'm busy, get away from me. I mean, seriously, if I have 2 minutes and I'm sitting at the NJGHS booth, come over. I definitely want to meet everybody that I promised that I said I'm looking forward to meeting you. I don't just say that for the hell of it. I mean it. I do want to meet
people. Just make sure
you
get the right Laura.
Yeah, there's Laura L. and Laura H. I'm Laura H.
Look for the one with the red hair.
Yes. But, yeah, so I know I'll be busy, and you know, but definitely I'm looking forward to finally getting to put faces with names of people that I've corresponded in the whole production of this, so it's going to be really cool, you know?
I'm bringing a nice, thick butt pad.
A butt pad?
When I sit down for the whole day.
You're allowed to stand up and, you know,
oh,
stretch.
I can? Wow.
Yeah. Hello. Anyways. So make sure you do register. It's ghostworldconference.com. And you can always stay tuned to the www.njghs.net site and sign up for our Yahoo groups to get all our latest, greatest info and blasts, right?
That's correct.
And if you want to be a member of the NJGHS, it's only $20 lifetime. You can do that right from the homepage with PayPal, which does accept Visa and MasterCard. You know that PayPal, in order to take your freaking credit cards, is costing me $20 a month, people. That's like one membership a month just to have virtual terminals so you can charge something. So charge. Be a member. Become a member. Anyway, so we will see you next week. We're very psyched, and I'm looking forward to everybody being out there at Ghost World Conference. And I think at one point, yeah, we'll have recorded shows enough in advance, so even though we'll be at Ghost World, you will be still having a podcast to download that weekend, but Brian and I won't physically be there recording it at that point because we had to get ahead of the game because of the conference. But, whoa. Anyway, so, thanks again to all of you and to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Laura Lindemann and Dina Tirico, Don Slepian of DonSlepian.com for our theme song. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life you have to meet The Deadline.